بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، عبد الله بن عثمان بن عامر بن عمر بن كعب بن تيم بن مرة بن كعب بن لوي بن غالب القرشي التيمي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وهو وأبوه وأمه صحابة رضي الله عنهم، قال: نظرت إلى أقدام المشركين ونحن في الغار وهم على رؤوسنا، فقلت: يا رسول الله، لو أن أحدهم نظر تحت قدميه لأبصرنا. فقال: ما ظنك يا أبا بكر بإثنين، الله ثالثهما؟ متفق عليه. The incident that is referred to in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned this incident under the chapter Bab al-Yaqeen wa Tawakkul, that is to have total, complete conviction and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the one who holds my fate in his hands is Allah. Benefit and harm cannot come to me except with the will and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The incident referred to is a very, very famous incident on the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Incident occurred with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion on that hijrat, that is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was a very, very great accolade and honor for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that amongst all the Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam selected him to accompany him on his hijrat. He said, from the time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intimated that he would be going on this hijrat in anticipation of being the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had purchased two camels. And he had reared these two camels for 6 months, waiting in the hope and anticipation that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would choose him to become his companion. The incident is narrated by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Yusuf sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in his Hayat al-Sahaba also, that Abu Bakr came to the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the home of Abu Bakr in a time which was not normal. It was the middle of the day, the sun had reached its zenith. This was normally the time that people would make qailullah, they would not venture out in public. So he came at such a time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr immediately realized that something of relevance, something of importance had occurred. He entered the home of Abu Bakr. At that time, the two daughters of Abu Bakr, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, were there. They were little girls. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested Abu Bakr that empty the house, let us go into a place of solitude, because something I very secret I have to discuss with you. So Abu Bakr requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to allow the two girls to be present, because he said you have nothing to fear from them. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed Abu Bakr that Allah ta'ala had given permission for hijrat. So the first question, first request immediately Abu Bakr put in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-suhba ya Rasulullah. And O Nabi of Allah, will you grant me the honor of being your companion on this hijrat? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, naam as-suhba, that Abu Bakr, you are going to be my companion. Aisha radiallahu anha at that time was a young girl, but already she had exhibited signs of great intelligence. She makes an ajeeb remark. At that time, it's mentioned in the riwayat, she says, مَا شَعَرْتُ قَطُّ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ أَنَّ أَحَدًا يَبْكِي مِنَ الْفَرَحِ حَتَّى رَأَيْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ يَوْمَيْذٍ يَبْكِي. She said, I had heard it was possible. I knew people out of grief, out of sadness could cry. But that anybody would cry out of happiness or joy, this is something that I had heard was possible. But I had not seen it till that day. She said, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Bakr that you are going to be my companion on this hijrat, she says, my father started crying out of happiness and joy. Now if you want to understand, if you put things into perspective, then what was he happy about? What was he crying about? A journey that was not going to be something easy. It was a journey fraught with danger. It is mentioned that no sooner did the Quraysh and the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam become aware that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to venture on this journey, they announced, and they had heard that Abu Bakr was with, they had announced that 200 camels, which was a very prized possession at that time, 200 camels will be given to anybody who brings the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzubillah, and 100 camels for the head of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Absolutely fraught with danger this journey was. They leave in the dead of night. And one very, very important thing. People of Makkah had left their amanat and their trust with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the one hand, they would call him. On the one hand, they would oppose him. They would persecute him. Yet they had absolutely no doubt whatsoever about his honesty and his sachai and amanat dari. So their wealthy possessions, they would leave it with him in safe keeping. In order to discharge this amanat, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have this mindset, these are my enemies, so this is now mali ghanimat, that this has now become halal, I can usurp it, because they are after my life. People that were after his life, even those people, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ensured that their amanat and their trust was returned to them. Unfortunately, today we have become an ummah where almost every day we hear this complaint, that the person, when he approaches you, he's a sheep. And when the reality comes, when the time comes for him to deliver, he becomes a wolf. People are sheep, are wolves in sheep clothing. This almost daily, this complaint that there's no amanat dari, there's no sachai, there's no truthfulness, there's no weight to the kalam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these were his enemies. Yet he ensured that every one of them received back his amanat and trust. What he did, he put Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his cousin, in charge of that. And it is said that the house of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was surrounded. They knew the night that he was going to leave. The house was surrounded. He put Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his bed. He left him behind to look after the discharging of this amanat once he had left Makkah Mukarrama. And he told Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that you will meet me in Madinah Munawwara. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves the house. He picks up sand in his hand. He flings it and he recites the verse of the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, we put one obstacle in front of them, one obstacle behind them, we covered them up and they could not see. Sight is in the hands of Allah. You see what Allah wants you to see. So what Nabi sallallahu alaihi flung the sand, it is said, a few grains of sand went into the eyes of every one of the kuffar and mushrikeen that was surrounding the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah put a veil over them. He passed them and they did not even see him leaving the house. The next morning, they attacked the house because they realized something must have happened. The swords were drawn and they came right up to the bed of Ali of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lifted the cover and they saw that it was Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Someone asked Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu afterwards, that was a night when you were in danger, the house was surrounded, you could have lost your life. He said, the best sleep of my life I had on that night. The best sleep of my life I had on that night. So they asked him, how come? How come you were not afraid, you were able to sleep at ease? He says, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me that I will meet you in Medina. And once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me that he would meet me in Medina, I knew that my life would not be lost on that night. Like a stuff, you'll continue, chance. One of them is one.